This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Argentina on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with the Global South. He was given a warm welcome by the Indian community in capital Buenos Aires with a special classical dance performance. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks this evening to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation between the two countries.
The official engagements for Prime Minister begin at the statue of General José de San Martín, where the Prime Minister will pay his respects to Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero, who was a key leader in South America's independence, liberating Argentina, Chile and Peru from Spanish rule. Prime Minister will then be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He will hold the delegation talks, followed by a lunch hosted by President Milei for him. The discussions are expected to focus on cooperation in critical minerals and energy security.
Manish Shiva, Akashvani News, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Earlier, Mr. Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart Kamala Prasad Becerra at the iconic Red House in Port of Spain last evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil tomorrow and on Monday. It will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brazil in nearly six decades. During his visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with several other global leaders, on the sidelines of the summit. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone of the country's first cooperative university, Tribhuvan Sahakari Vishwavidyalay, at Anand in Gujarat. During the program, Mr. Shah said, in the last 4 years, the Ministry of Cooperation has launched 60 new initiatives. He said the Ministry of Cooperation was established to instill hope in the lives of crores of poor and rural people.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने तय किया कि करोड़ों गरीब करोड़ों ग्रामीण उनके जीवन में आशा का संचार उनकी आर्थिक समृद्धि के लिए देश में सहकारिता मंत्रालय की स्थापना की जाए उसके बाद सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर केंद्र में एक अलग मंत्रालय की स्थापना हुई.
India's policies are strategically structured to transform the nation from a $4 trillion economy to a $32 trillion economy by 2047, said Mr. Piyush Goyal, Minister of Commerce and Industry, speaking at IIT Madras's Sangam 2025 Global Innovation and Alumni Summit held in Bengaluru today. He said the forward-looking policies of the government have already positioned India as the fifth largest economy in the world, and the country is poised to become the third largest by 2028. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nehal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by U.S. authorities yesterday. The arrest has been made following an extradition request jointly submitted by the Enforcement Directorate and the Central Bureau of Investigation. Nehal Modi is wanted in India in connection with a multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, one of the largest banking scams in the country's history. Investigations by the ED and CBI have revealed that Nehal Modi played a key role in laundering proceeds of crime on behalf of Nirav Modi, who is also facing extradition from the UK. Senior leader and former Chief Minister of Bihar, Lalu Prasad, took over as the president of the Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, for the 13th time after the recently held organizational elections. He assumed charge at the RJD National Council meeting in Patna after his unopposed election. The RJD was established in 1997 on the 5th of July after a split in the then Janata Dal. In squash, Arivir Diwan made history for India by winning the under-17 boys title at the Asian Junior Squash Championships, ending the country's 13-year wait for the crown in this category. Diwan defeated the defending champion Nikhileshwar Moganasundaram of Malaysia in straight games. The final score read 11-5, 11-8, 11-3. And with that, we end this news bulletin.